sloppy is the understatement of the year. It's beyond me that even when warned, VA went forward with, now we're learning, a $6.1 million pair of conferences in Orlando. I have asked over and over again for information as it relates to other conferences, and I'm very skeptical whether or not I'm going to get information back to us anytime soon.
When you do get that information, what are you planning to do with it?
We will continue to hold hearings next year. This is not a witch hunt. Some of the Democrats, unfortunately, think that we're on a witch hunt. This is money that should be spent for veterans, not for personal use of some of the employees. And I think what this has shown is a clear lack of leadership, especially at the assistant secretary level. And I believe as we dig deeper, we're going to find that others turned a blind eye and didn't think that this was such a big deal, when in fact it really is. It's a lot of money that's being spent, $100 million in 1 year for conferences around the country is exorbitant.
Now, do you get any sense that this is kind of a baked-in culture at VA in terms of the sloppy management or whatever you want to call it, or these isolated cases?
For many years, there has been very little oversight, certainly from the congressional side, but also from the administrative side as well. And when that occurs, many times people begin to take liberties with money that's appropriated to them. And everybody always hears the story about at the end of the fiscal year how you've got to spend the money or that you won't get it next year. We've got to stop thinking like that in Washington. Folks have to use the money appropriately. And especially in tough economic times, putting people on airplanes and sending them to conferences is probably not the best use of money.
John Sepulveda resigned out of all this, and the VA Inspector General basically said, you know, that took care of one of the big issues when it came to the recommendations that they had offered VA. Is that satisfactory to you?
I and our committee will not stop looking for waste, fraud, and abuse within the VA system. Certainly one person is a step in the right direction, but unfortunately I believe that we're going to find others who subscribe to the same theory or philosophy when it comes to spending of taxpayer dollars. Again, the very first response that I got from VA, which was limited in scope, but basically it was, there's not much to this, and you're really going after something that's not all that big. Well, somebody just resigned over that, and I would suspect that there will be other administrative action that will be taken with employees, but of course the Inspector General doesn't make those kind of recommendations.